My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed us to remember death often. He said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Make mention of death and make mention of it in abundance. And he called it هَادِمُ اللَّذَّاتِ, the destroyer of pleasures. Because that's the reality of death. It destroys the pleasures of this worldly life. And every single day we see an example of this. This worldly life is a fake enjoyment. Every pleasure you engage in becomes destroyed, and you see it in this life how fake it is. I'll give you an example. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He described this worldly life, He said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. You all know this part of the ayah, that this worldly life is nothing but a deceptive enjoyment. It's a fake, false enjoyment. And you see this every single day. The food's in front of you. You enjoy the meal. Hours later, it comes out, what a fake enjoyment. You drink the best of drinks. Then it comes out a few hours later, what a fake enjoyment. You sit with your friends and with your family, you chat, you laugh, you have the best times. All of a sudden you receive a call, our friend has passed away. All of a sudden, no warning, no nothing, he's gone. What a fake enjoyment. Just yesterday we've enjoyed years and years together, and all of a sudden, I don't enjoy his company anymore. You wear the best of clothing. You save and you save your wealth to buy your favorite brand and your favorite sportswear. Then finally you purchase it. And a few months later, it wears and it tears away and you throw it in the bin. What a fake enjoyment. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The very same things that we enjoy on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the thing that we see the fakeness of this worldly life within. And so we're supposed to awaken to this reality. And the more you know that this worldly life is a fake enjoyment, and that one day you will also be cut off from these worldly pleasures, there will come a day in which you will no longer eat, you will no longer drink, you will no longer be clothing yourself and dressing yourself. You will no longer be meeting with friends and going with this person and that person. You will no longer be taking this phone out to check your social media and go through reel after reel. You will no longer be doing this. A day will come. And this is why in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described death as the destroyer of pleasures. These are the things that you are pleased with, you enjoy. Death will come and will destroy them all at once. You won't enjoy any of them anymore. You're only there with your deeds going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.